My name's Simon Murphy. I'm the lead for the School Health Research Network in Wales. I'd like to welcome you to this webinar, which is looking at how the School Health Research Network can support a whole school approach to promoting positive mental health. You may notice that this webinar looks slightly different in the sense that we're having to record it in different locations and link those sessions together because of the current pandemic. Given the current situation, it's probably even more important for us to think about the mental health and well-being of our young people. So today we're hoping to provide some sort of feedback and guidance to schools about the sort of policy and research background to what we're doing around mental health in Wales, and then a little bit about the student health and well-being survey measures that we collected last time, because there's some new ones in there around mental health, and you'll be shortly receiving that data. So we're also hoping to provide you with some useful practical implications for understanding, interpreting, and using that data today. So just starting off with a little bit on the sort of background to what we're currently doing, it's worth reiterating that within Wales there is a very supportive context for health and wellbeing in schools, and you can see that in the Welsh Network Healthy Schools Scheme, but also the ESTIN inspections and ESTIN reports such as Healthy and Happy Schools recently. I should point out that there's going to be a new whole school approach to mental health launched in the next year or so. And SHRN is currently part of a joint ministerial task and finish group, which is helping to develop that policy. And we'll also be providing the data for the planning, the assessment, monitoring and evaluation of that policy with schools. SHRN's in a good place to do that because we've had investment over the last couple of years, significantly from the Medical Research Council, to help us explore whether we could link our SHRN data that we collect with pupils to more routine data sources such as education and mental health services. We've also, through that investment, been including some additional measures, and particularly the short version of the Strengths and Difficulties questionnaire, and we're going to be talking to you about that today. Final bit of the jigsaw is the success we've had in obtaining new funding for a Wolfson Centre of Adolescent Mental Health. And that's going to be launched at the end of this year. And SHRN is going to be leading a programme of work on mental health in schools. And we've agreed to help evaluate the mental health policy with Welsh Government. And we're going to be working alongside Fran Rice and Stephen Collishaw, who you're going to hear from in a little while. The last bit for me is really reiterating how we use the data. We're going to talk today about your school level health and wellbeing reports, and that's obviously a really important part of what we do. But it's also worth pointing out that because we have all the schools in Wales, secondary schools in Wales, as part of the network, and we routinely get about 70% of all the pupils filling in the questionnaire, we're able to provide really good national reports for Welsh Government, which is critical for their planning and monitoring of policy. But we also can use that data every 4 years to compare it to European data as part of a health behaviour and school children survey. And that allows us to understand where Wales sits in the European picture. We also provide local authority health and wellbeing reports as well. And the final bit is a really important element and sometimes overlooked, but because we take our pupil data and we also get school environment data from senior management teams, we're able to link those things and understand what school practice is associated with beneficial health outcomes for pupils. And we disseminate that to schools as research briefings and these webinars So it's a really critical part of the jigsaw within Schoen. I'm going to leave you now and hand over to my colleagues, Fran and Stefan, and they're going to say a little bit about the data that you will shortly be receiving.